everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss our million-dollar idea to improve the popsicle. Corey describes what he saw at the largest Survivor viewing party of all time. Plus, what's the deal with everyone wearing their own name as a necklace? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my goodness.
That sounds like a RuPaul hit.
Yeah. What's the song that sounds like a RuPaul hit? It's like, it's not, "Honey, I'm home and I had a hard day."
What?
I played that the other day, and the person I played it for said, this sounds like RuPaul to me. I said, oh my God. No.
Are you talking about Sugarland?
I'm talking about Shania. Pour me a cold one. Oh, what you say?
Oh, by the way,
rub my feet. Give me something to eat. She was onto something.
Pour my dog's a little treat.
Pour my dog's a little treat. Crouton. Diva down.
Does he like a little treat?
Oh, my God. He loves a treat. The best, you know, the best part of his day is at the end of the day. And we do his ritual. And I say, hey, I have a question.
Is your "hey, I have a question"? Is that his dessert? He's already had dinner at that point.
That's his dessert, but he doesn't know it's a toothbrushing apparatus treat. What he thinks is his number one dessert is basically toothpaste, but he doesn't know it. He thinks it's like, tail of the cow or what.
You ever try one?
No, but it does come in blueberry. It does come in blueberry, and I'm kind of like, you're barking up my tree.
Yeah, that was like when you would go to the dentist, and they would be like, what kind of fluoride do you want?
They don't ask that anymore.
No, I think once you hit 28, it's over.
I'm going to start asking for it. You know what? If the customer's always right, I want root beer fluoride. Okay. Girl, and I liked it when they had real weird shit. Like, you have no business having strawberry cheesecake fluoride. Give it to me.
I'm going to have to find a new dentist here in New York, and I'm not looking forward to it. In fact, I hated the process of searching for a dentist so much in San Francisco that once I found one, I actually didn't really care for the one I was going to, but went there the last 8 years.
It does happen like that. It's kind of familiar and it's easier than...
Yeah, I'm bragging. I've had dental insurance.
Jealous. And you know what? Nobody has ever needed dental insurance more than me, because the way I am keeping the lights on at the dentist, honey, I could be. What was the app where, you know, you're like the mayor in the app if you go there a lot? What was that? I don't remember.
What? You would like check in.
Yes. We used to be friends with people that would do that, and they would leave reviews for the places they'd check in for.
That friend of ours that loved it, she was the mayor of like the urgent care in Oakland.
Oh my God. Right. So like that's me. I'm the mayor of the dentist is how it feels. And I had to.
Foursquare is what we're thinking
four
of.
Foursquare. Yes. I had to talk to myself. Girl, I had to tell myself, okay, when the guy behind the counter at the dentist tells me how much it's going to be today, I have to stop shocked repeating it back to him. I can no longer gasp and say under my breath the amount back to him as if it's his decision. Well, I accidentally did it again, and I even told myself the last time I said, okay, I was thinking, don't say it back to him, shocked, but the number was so shocking, and it's like, okay, are there tariffs on the metals going in my teeth? Maybe, I don't know.
At this point...
Get a new mouth?
I was going to say, at this point, couldn't veneers just be cheaper? How much could dentures really cost?
these days, nowadays, I don't know, Michael. It's like it would be cheaper to knock it all out, start from scratch. I don't know.
Listen, toddlers and tiaras have flippers. How much could those really be? Not all those girls are winning prize money.
I don't know. Flippers?
Flippers. You know.
Yes, I know flippers.
Hey, I have a serious question, and I need to preface it with, is this a safe space?
No, but I'm open-minded.
You know what I see everywhere these days nowadays?
What do you see?
Girls. Okay, girls, if you're listening.
Girls. They're everywhere.
No, girls love a necklace with their name on it. Okay. What is that all about? Do you not see girls everywhere? Every girl's got her necklace with her name on it.
Do you not have a necklace with any words on the necklace?
I have a necklace. I have a chain, I guess you would call it. A very thin chain. It doesn't have my name on it. Every time I go anywhere in this city, because I'd just be people watching, everybody's got a necklace with their name on it. Wouldn't you feel a little like a dog?
I was just gonna say it's giving
is it giving collar?
Well, it's giving collar, but also what's it called? What do you call the animals if you have a farm and you have a whole bunch of those
rescues?
No, not like dogs, but like these are all my sheep,
fur babies,
all my sheep, all my cows, my
livestock.
My livestock. It's giving livestock core. Like if you have to like brand the animal.
Yeah. I'm am I crazy?
I do have a chain necklace. Okay.
Does it say Tyler?
No, it says Angel. I've never worn it. Well, I've never felt like one. I'm waiting for the time where I feel like an angel, where I'm going to be like, you know what? Tonight's the night. But I'm getting ready for a night out, I'm never wanting to advertise that I'm an angel.
Fair.
And how do you know that the name of these girls is the name on the necklace? How do you know it's not a promise necklace from their lesbian girlfriend?
I don't know, but I see it everywhere. I feel like everybody these days, nowadays, has a necklace with their name on it.
I'm ready girls, for puka shells
girls
to come
love
back.
It.
Puka shells are on their way back, and I see them coming from a mile away. You better start gathering your pukas.
Okay. I think I still have my early 2000s pukas. Shells don't go bad.
I don't know that to be true. I don't, actually, because what is a shell but maybe calcium?
Mm-hmm.
And what does calcium have some type of scientific interaction with oxygen?
Your teeth have calcium.
Oh, God, don't. Not back to the teeth. Not back to the teeth.
You could really have shells as teeth.
Oh,
well,
my
anyway,
God.
If you're a girl with your name on your necklace, let me know what that's all about. And if you feel like a dog.
Well, you know, a lot of people these days, early onset forgetfulness. I've got it.
You've had it.
I've had it. And what if you get lost and you need somebody to, I don't know. What if you get clonked on the head? I think it's good to have something labeled. Maybe just have a wallet on you, your ID. I do fear what happened to Lindsay Lohan in that skiing movie happening to me. Clonked on the head.
What? Is that what happened?
Yes. She fell down. She fell off the wagon. She fell down the cliff. Remember her rolling and tumbling down the hill for like at least 40 seconds in the movie? Do you not remember? Did I dream it?
Is this the one with pentatonics or no?
Great question. I don't think so. I don't think so. Though they do have the Christmas music industry on lock. So it would make sense.
Oh. Okay. I definitely must have watched it when it came out, but I don't remember Scarlett takes a tumble.
Lohan takes a tumble. It was my favorite scene of the movie, and it's luckily within the first 15 minutes. So if you want, you can go experience it.
It's like, do you ever just rewatch that?
No, but it is. I do love a front loaded movie. A lot of good
movies.
It's like, yes, I want all of what I like at the start, and then I'm going to stop paying attention.
Yeah, I would. I was thinking I would love to make a list of those like iconic where it's just like great 10 minute openers. Scream 1 comes to mind. Mm. You ever seen the movie Cliffhanger?
Mm-mm.
Baby, pull up the first 10 minutes of Cliffhanger.
Well, Ace Ventura,
a cliffhanger it is not.
Ace Ventura 2 maybe is the opening scene of Cliffhanger with the monkey.
Is it?
I think.
Not you remembering that.
I think. And what's the movie with Robin Williams as a faggot?
Birdcage.
The Birdcage. Very good front-loaded movie. Same with Tu Wong Fu. Great front-loaded movie. As soon as they get to the town, I don't like it. I don't like the vibe of the locals in Tu Wong Fu. I know we're supposed to learn to love them. Turn it off. Oh, the movie. I thought you were saying there's a feature where it's like it cuts out all the street people of the movie. Actually, common theme. When Tu Wong Fu starts interacting with straight people, I don't like it. When the Birdcage starts interacting with the straight people, I don't like it.
It's like a reverse of that movie program your stepmom used to make you.
Yes. Yes.
Did you see, by the way, that they're coming out with there's a Christian cell phone coming out. It blocks all gay stuff.
I need
will
it.
Will you?
It's the final solution and nothing else has worked. I am. Yes. You want to go? Yep. You want to get a family plan?
Yeah, we should.
You know,
hey, just in time for Tennessee to declare June Nuclear Family Month. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Which, who?
They're, Tennessee, okay. Tennessee, the state. Mm. They said no Pride Month here in Tennessee. It's Nuclear Family Month, honey.
Okay. Who's in the nuclear family? Not us?
I don't know. I saw a tweet. Let me pull it up. It said, Tennessee just officially declared June Nuclear Family Month, which, sure, fine. Do your little craft project, make a macaroni portrait of your heterosexual household, whatever. But here's the thing. These are the same lawmakers who are presiding over a state that ranks dead last in the nation for maternal mortality. Dead last. Nuclear family is God's perfect design. They just don't want to keep the mothers alive long enough to enjoy it.
Mm.
And then it goes on. Tennessee's 7th in the country for gun deaths, 42nd for poverty, 46th for adults who can afford health care. But here we go. They're just changing June from Pride Month to Nuclear Family Month.
Well,
cheers to that.
Queer people of Tennessee, if you would like to come over, you can come over. Come on over.
Bring your name on your necklace. Bring your dental insurance. And bring your new Christian cell phone because we're getting a family plan.
Ring, ring. I miss having
It comes preloaded with Jesus's number, just like when U2 put that album on our phones.
Oh, yes. Jesus is my number?
Jesus's number is in the Bible phone.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
You can text him.
Okay. Is it like a chat GPT? Oh, my God. We are GPT? 20 seconds away from there being some type of... It already has to exist. Some type of AI.
God AI
where old people think that they are texting with God. And I think that's kind of actually what a lot of people, you know, about AI-induced psychosis. Oh, don't start it. Don't start talking to AI. You will. All it is somebody just nodding with you. They're just nodding and saying, yes, yes, you're brilliant. Yes.
Well, the one pops up upon a Google saying a free Bible AI. Mm. A private anonymous way to ask your hardest questions. To who?
God.
AI Bible app, the AI pastor. Mm. The best Bible app for you.
Yeah, they are harvesting the money out of the olds. I guess.
You ever scam an octogenarian?
Probably.
Do you wanna?
I don't know. I'm trying to be an angel. I'm striving to wear my angel necklace. So
you're wearing your angel necklace for this episode.
Yes. So it's a no to the scams, but a yes to the dress. Yes. Hey, I have a million dollar idea.
Oop. Okay, well, text it to me and don't speak about it on our large listened to podcast.
Well, it's not like we can execute it. It's only for one person to make the millions.
Excuse me. I can get my AI to execute it right now. My God, AI.
Trust me. This is only for one person. Okay.
Is this $1 million or $1 million?
I don't know. Idea? I don't know. Everything's getting held up, you know, in transit right now. The tariffs.
All right. Give it to me.
Okay. Halsey, if you're listening.
Halsey.
Mm. Now, I don't know if Halsey's on tour, if Halsey likes to tour, if Halsey's looking to tour, and if she tours, if she knows the venues she's supposed to do. Like, you know, there's smaller venues, there's bigger venues, there's arenas.
You want Halsey to do all the halls.
Sure. Different million dollar idea.
The Halsey Halls tour.
Deck the Halls tour. Yes, Christmas songs by Halsey in every hall. Sponsored by Halls.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And you got to follow the dollars.
Is there a venue in LA with the hall?
This is not the $1 million idea. My $1 million idea.
Fuck. Then what are we talking about?
All of it actually so far could be incorporated into my idea. My idea
okay,
is.
Okay, so your idea.
Halsey. And you're familiar with Malsey, or no?
Yes, you've educated me. I don't need to go back.
I think that there's only one person who Malsey could open in concert for, and that's Halsey. I feel, and let's just ask the audience, if you were to know that Halsey was having Malsey open for her on tour, would you be more likely or less likely to go to that tour? I think, and this is without doing the research, I think 100% of people would say they'd be more likely to see Halsey on tour if Malsey were opening for that tour.
Should we send a Survey Monkey?
Survey Monkey. Survey Monkey, check your inbox. And we'll also do a doodle. So if we can check and see who's available to go to which tour stops, the doodle's out.
And we'll do a Splitwise so we can split even
Splitwise for the million. The million will be for the Splitwise. The Splitwise will be for the million. Halsey.
So your $1 million idea is you think Halsey should go on tour with Malsey.
Yes. I would be more inclined to go see her on tour if I knew Malsey were opening. And I would check to see so that I make sure I don't miss the opener.
Are they both in the Kia Forum?
Sure. It doesn't matter.
Asylum.
They're going from the Kia Asylum to the Kia Forum, and I'll see you at the Kia.
Yeah, I was at a hall this week here in New York. So Halsey, and it was actually a very big venue. Halsey could tour the hall that I was at this week.
I got a scary new idea that goes with this. She could also tour malls with this.
Damn.
Mall of America, Hall of America.
Yeah, I don't know how you bottle this genius up, but it's unfair that you've got it all and you don't share a little bit of it with the rest of us.
Well, that's what do you think I'm doing sharing this idea with the people right now? I consider myself to be a lightning rod. A
philanthropist.
A lightning rod for the ideas from the universe. I'm sorry that your lightning rod is just a little bit not so held up high. You're not receiving these ideas. Somebody else is. You have to hold up your idea, your lightning rod high.
Damn.
I do have another $1 million idea, but this one I do think we should not share.
Okay, well, text me on the side.
No, you but I hear want to why? Tell you it right now because you would love it. You would love it. Can I tell it to
All right,
you?
Let's hear it.
Don't you feel like, okay, hey, Sharks, don't you feel like you have when you're having a popsicle, 50% of that popsicle is that wooden stick? Okay, well, we have to innovate the wooden stick. So far, the best we've come up with is a joke. And some of them don't even have a joke.
Okay, well, first of all, I hate popsicle sticks. You should know this.
Okay, well, I have the solution that you've been looking for, Shark.
If you're going to say no stick, isn't that just what those like freeze pops are?
No, I'm not going to say no stick.
They exist.
I'm not going to say no stick. I'm not going to say no stick.
It's just more plastic.
Hey, haven't you ever thought, what if it were, what if this popsicle were attached to something I didn't want to throw away? Hey.
Like a candy coated stick, and you get to eat the stick after you eat the popsicle.
Even better, you dumb bitch. Imagine
a little kazoo that you get to keep as a souvenir.
Closer. A witch's finger with the nail. And the nail is so long, that is what the popsicle is attached to. And so as you're sucking
it.
You
can put your finger in the witch's claw.
Yes.
Okay, wait a second.
And so when you're done with the popsicle, you know what you have left over? A witch's finger with a scary nail, plastic, microplastic.
I like that. I mean, I'm sure some of the microplastics get in the popsicle.
That's fine.
But that's fine. That's fine. Chill.
That's chill. Yes.
And, we're all.
And it becomes collectible because you don't know what color the nail is going to be.
It's very blind box.
Blind box. Yes. And you're like, oh, I got another thumb. Dang it. But you can keep.
I got a big toe.
Yes. And you can keep licking and sucking on your popsicles to get more witch's nails.
Each box does come with one full hand and foot.
Okay, sure, yes.
But are you getting the right or the left? Who can never be sure?
Who can never be sure? And so we're going to, you know, the Pokemon card industry is booming, and it's because people don't know what they're going to get. They love to gamble. They don't know they're gambling, but they're gambling. We would like to corner the popsicle industry with the same gambling addiction.
Hell yeah.
And I think that there's people out there that are in a witch nail deficit. I certainly am.
Yeah. Have you been to a rave in the last 20 years? The kids love little finger puppets. They love little sprouts. They yes. love little.
So
all
so,
that.
So
stuff.
Just from this, I'm up 2 million.
Damn. I think it's more than $1 million idea for these witch sickles.
Witch sickles. Oh my God. Honey,
damn, what
honey,
flavor?
Where
is,
did
what
I
flavor?
Put my witch sickles?
The land. They're in the land.
They're in the land? Well, they don't. Well,
the land. How old's the land?
They don't disintegrate or whatever. They don't break down these plastics. They are in the land.
Damn. Now, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, Quince. Lately, I have been more intentional about what I wear day to day, leaning into pieces that feel easy, comfortable, and yet still put together. It just makes getting dressed simpler. Quince has been my go-to. Their fabrics feel elevated, the fits are clean, and everything just works without needing to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for spring. Think 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34. They're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable, but still look put together. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find for similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials without the markup. And y'all, I just got the cutest blue and white striped linen shirt. It has been in my constant rotation. I've been wearing it to the park on the weekends. I've been wearing it to nice dinners with friends. I've been wearing it in my Zoom meetings at work. Honestly, I love it. It's so soft. It's comfortable. It's lightweight. It's breathable. And I still look put together. And it didn't cost what I think a shirt like that typically would. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babble. Thanks, y'all. Well, you want to hear about the hall that I went to?
Hall?
There I was. This is how they were billing it. The largest unofficial Survivor viewing party ever in the world.
Okay.
Do they have facts on that?
So, okay.
There I was watching the most recent episode in a huge hall with 1,500 people this week, put on by one and only Rob Cesternino from Rob Has a Podcast.
Oh my God.
Okay. I got the exclusive celebrity invite. Sit amongst the people. Sit amongst the former Survivor contestants.
Oh my God! When was this? This past weekend? No, yesterday.
No, last night.
Oh my God! Okay, so who did you see? Were you starstruck?
Yeah, always. Parvati was there. She like walked right by me. I mean, you're not gonna know.
Did you say hello yet? Because last time you saw her, you didn't say hello.
No.
See, we could be, you could have said hello last time, and then you could have said hello again this time, and you would have
Baby, there were 1,500 people there. You think I was the only one who wanted to talk to Miss Parvati?
I don't know. I've never seen her play, so I don't know if I, have I seen her play?
Well, you might have seen her on Traitors, but I don't think you've seen any of her Survivor seasons.
She did slink around with another girl in an episode of the Traitors, and it was like, Parvati is here from last season.
Yeah. With Kate from Below Deck.
Below Deck. Oh.
Below Deck. Well, so there I was, and it was like a whole section of Survivor alumni. It was crazy, and they only had a ticket for one, so I went by. I was like, that's chill, I'll come by myself. So there I was, terrified to speak to anybody, because I was like the lone amazing racer just chilling in the back.
Girl, they don't even consider us amazing racers. They don't bring up the show. They don't give you a name tag.
No. In fact, the guy who gave me the tickets via email when I was like connected came all up to me before the episode was about to start, and he was all, are you sure you're in the right spot? I had to be like, yeah, I'm Corey. We emailed it. He was like, oh, my bad, for sure. So nice to meet you.
You're welcome. Like, I'm here with the media. And you held up your phone.
Literally. No, Aubrey was there from this current season. Camilla, Rizzo.
Oh, wow.
Baby, when I tell you, this Gen Z New Age era Survivor fandom that I think all started watching during the pandemic and then have like since become addicted, and this like re-influx of Survivor fandom, they're what are Parvati and Suri is to my generation of OGs who's watched from the beginning. Rizzo is there. That I could not believe. I mean, I also think he had a little bit of like home state advantage because he's from here,
and
so I do think
like he's been on the last two seasons.
So it was like a full airing of the episode, which was fun. I mean, because people were like cheering and booing and clapping. It wasn't too much. It wasn't annoying. Like, you could still hear the episode and all that. And then during the commercials, they were doing games and they had other contestants. It was a lot of new era contestants. I tried to remember this morning everybody I saw, and I wrote down like 30 names of people that I saw, but they were doing like games in between during the commercial breaks and bringing out all of your faves. The way people, everybody booed every time Joe was on the screen.
That is crazy. And you know what? I like Joe, but like it comes to a point. It's like, you don't want to play Survivor. At some point, you just want to play a different game, and that's okay.
Yeah,
but like
he wants to play season one of Survivor. He wants to be in a majority alliance that goes to the end, where he can win out immunity and make it to the final and say, I was true to the same people the whole time, and I'm a strong man. Like, what game does he think he signed up for 50 seasons in?
Go on and give me the most boring season of all time, if that is the plot of what you're trying to make happen. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It was a super fun episode to watch there. And then they did his little like podcast afterward. And same thing, like started with a couple people on stage and kept bringing different people out for different segments, different contestants. I was very happy that I went. I was very thankful that they reached out. all because do you remember Jessica, who did the like amazing race recaps for Rob Has a Podcast?
Yes.
She like interviewed us. She messaged me and was like, so I noticed you keep sending me Pokemon Go gifts from New York. Did you move here? I was like, yes, I did. Sorry. I was like, it wasn't like announced on Instagram or anything, but I've talked about it on my podcast.
Well, don't get me into Pokemon Go. I can't talk about it right now. I just got another forever friend with no remote trade Pokemon listed. It's like, do you have purpose in your life at all? Do you care about, like, do you just do things for the sake of doing it without even thinking, what's the point of why I'm even doing this? We've been sending gifts back and forth. Are you unfriending them? I should. But I'm imagining a day where they suddenly think, hey, I never did that. And then they list every Pokemon I need.
How many friends like that do you think you have realistically?
At least 8 or 9.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say I'm about the same. I would say at least 10.
And I'm ready to start listing them out loud. So this is your one episode warning, and maybe next week I start vocalizing your username.
Mine are strangers. It's not anybody I know IRL or people who
they might listen
who listen to this.
They might be out there.
I did trade with somebody, and I'm pretty sure it's not. I mean, I know we had like posted our friend codes like on the Discord a long time ago. I do not think this person is a listener, but they wanted the J unknown Pokemon.
Okay.
And I noticed their name starts with a J, and I was like, okay, maybe they want their letter. I mean, to be fair, I wanted the K one forever until I got it. Anyways, I don't know. It was a lucky trade. I don't know if it turned into a hundo or what. They have made it their buddy. And they changed its name to Jory Jewel.
Oh. Oh, wait. What's their username?
I would have to look. I don't know if that's somebody. Are you friends with them?
No, I don't know. But I
don't think it's somebody who listens to the pod, but maybe it is.
I'm friends with somebody. I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody was like, oh, my God, we have to do our remote trade soon, but I know we can do it now, but I want to wait because your shiny Ditto with a construction hat on is like 9 days away from being available in the trade, so let's just wait. And now so we did the trade finally. They got the shiny Ditto lucky whatever the hell with the construction hat, and they changed the name of it. I wish I remembered offhand what the name of it they named it, but it's been their buddy ever since, and the name has something to do with my name.
That's crazy.
Like
maybe it is,
but they can't have your what was yours? Jory Jewel.
Jory Jewel. He changed the J unknown's name to Jory Jewel.
Okay, no. My friend who got the shiny Ditto from me with the construction hat, this still their buddy, and its name is Doakley. Like it looks like dough.
Got it.
Yeah. And I feel like that's similar to Jory Jewel and Doakley.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. No, yeah. Right. Yeah, no, yeah.
For sure.
And I'm still playing Pacopia. I have not abandoned ship. Are you still playing it?
I have taken a little bit of a break because it was still stressing me out. I still really think they need to iron out some of the kinks as far as like storage and organization goes. I'm like too stressed to log in, just feeling like my bag's full and I don't know how to throw stuff away that I don't need. And I feel like I have to save everything.
You know what you can do? You can become Magnemite, fly over a cliff and drop anything you don't want.
It stresses me out.
I know.
I'm like, oh, well, then I'm going to need this color shade of grass in a month when I start revamping that area.
Honey, I get it.
I know. I need to log in and get Sableye before it's over.
You should actually. You should do that. I'm still doing it. I'm still playing it. Last night, I redid the entire Sky City, and it looks like it's a beautiful experience now.
I put in two really cute, like very New York apartment buildings in that sky town with like what are they called, like the ladder on the outside, fire escapes.
I want to do
outside.
That yes, I want to figure that out.
I'll send you a picture of mine. It looks so good.
Yeah, but like, do I gotta make it extra wide for the extra wide Pokemon? Because some of these Pokemon can't get around where I want them to be getting around, and it's like, okay, ADA and Pokopia.
I had to make all my big people go live there. All my giant creatures are in the Skylands.
Steelix?
No, he's not, but he lives in a cave somewhere.
Oh, she put daddy down.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Hey.
Well, we're...
Is who's going to win Survivor? Don't spoil it if you know.
I truly don't know.
But I keep seeing people talk shit about certain people, and I'm like, I don't want to know if you know something.
I don't honestly know anything. I'm in a draft thing. I don't know. Do I want Sari to win? Absolutely. Do I think she can? No. I think all of those people are smart enough to vote her. Like, she's not going to win an immunity. They can take her to Final Five and vote her out. And I think that's probably what's going to happen. At this point, I'm like, we're still only rooting for the women. Sari, Aubrey, Tiff. I would love to see one of them win.
Yeah, no. I mean, my heart broke last night's episode. I liked both people who got eliminated. I was like, damn.
Ugh. Yeah, it was.
It was kind of. It was tough.
Imagine watching that in a room with 1,500 people and the cheering and the yelling.
I feel like they. Can I say spoilers?
Yeah. No. Just
spoilers. Spoilers. If you're not caught up on Survivor, the spoiler is happening in 3, 2. When Ozzy wouldn't walk away, when he was just standing
that
there
was
looking,
the longest.
I was like, I felt like it was forever.
I was like, that is the longest they've ever let someone do that without Jeff being like, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, it felt like they were allowing anything to happen if he wanted to say something. And I'm sure they want anybody to say anything. Like, that's, they're making TV,
well,
but like,
I've been watching their like post exit press, because they all do these like interviews afterward, and the video they posted with him today, him being like, well, it's been a year and I'm still not over it, and I wake up in the night sweats and regret and all that. I'm like, oof, woof.
That's tough. I mean, him saying, yeah, I dreamt all night about my mistake last time, and I need to not make it this time. And then he made the same mistake. I was like, that's brutal. That's brutal.
I don't know. I feel like it was a bad decision on Rizzo's part. I feel like he, and if they could have made it like one more vote, I feel like him, Sari, and Ozzy could have like really pushed it to the end. I do not think that was a smart decision by him. And I think now Rizzo and Sari's days are probably numbered.
Who were they trying to get out that Ozzy thought he was going to send home instead?
Aubrey.
Okay.
And yeah. if he thought everyone was just going to unanimously vote for her, and she was going to throw one vote somewhere.
You know, oh my God, him trying to do the jury management and him. Well, Icarus. It was Icarus. He thought, okay, it's a done deal. I'm going to start my jury management. And she used it as ammo against him. And that's what turned people. Oh,
well, and at
brutal.
At the Rob Has a Podcast thing, Andy was there from what, season 47 or I think you from Rachel's season. I don't know if you remember. And they were like, now, Andy, was it triggering for you to watch this scene? Cause you did the exact same thing to Rachel. And then she blindsided you and voted you out. And
nasty.
It was so funny, like listening to him talk, and Parvati was there, and she's like, listen, all of you, I know everyone here wants to be on this show. She was like, if you ever get cast, do not do what either of these boys did in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be sold your game before they're even out the door.
As they're being ushered out the door.
Like, they still think that they have a shot, and they're still going to figure out how they can have a shot. So, like, you trying to be like, okay, well, when you get over to Ponderosa, you saved me some, you have a good time, you saved me some
you
good
go
vibes.
Whip the vote for me.
Yeah, no. That article I sent you that was like,
talking about people voting for the winner.
Yes, when I say article, Instagram swipeable post, the article, infographic. Thank you. It was about how, I don't know the percentage, but like whoever the first jury member votes for is usually the winner.
Yeah, there was like some astronomical percentage of like 80% of the time the first juror votes for the right person every time.
Do you think that's like, okay, well, as they receive more people to the jury house, they are influencing them and setting a tone for what they're looking for in a winner? Like, what do you think that amounts to?
Possibly. I mean, they definitely have the most time there. They also are the most removed from the game, so they can be the most level-headed And it's the infographic said too, like, people who are voted out like right before the end, like the fourth and fifth place, rarely do vote for the winner. And it's usually because they're like scorned by the person who actually did play the best game, and they're just like withholding their vote out of spite. Per se. Very interesting.
Who was the first jury member for this season?
D.
Girl, who
D's
the
nuts.
Who is D? D's nuts. D.
Iconic female D.
D.
Wow.
Some D. Memory. D. And she looks beautiful every time the jury comes out. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I did think Chrissy was wearing a prom dress to tribal council this week.
And you would too. Hey. You know what? It's
me showing up in the Princess Peach dress.
Why not? You better get your moment. Oh my God. Sorry. I know we have to wrap it up, but I'm watching an old season of Big Brother right now. And the first.
Which one?
I'm afraid to say, because what if somebody spoils it for me?
Oh my God. Okay. Never mind. Text me later.
Okay. Well, somebody's like, hey, Julie. Well, I guess it's been an honor to get to know all of you. It's just the first elimination. It's been an honor. And they're doing their little speeches. It's an honor to get to know everybody here. I love all of you so much. I've grown so close to all of you. And I wish everyone at home would check out my swimsuit brand. Just Googled my swimsuit brand and said the name of it. And then they ended up staying. I was so annoyed. I was like, that should be immediate. Immediate disqualification. If you start,
Julie cuts the mic.
Yes, she should. And that's Julie Chen Moonves to you.
When I'm on, I'm going to be like, everybody go stream Psychobabble right now.
Sisters, honeys, if you want the inside tea, sure.
be like, go listen to it. 500 apps.
Oh, but you're going to be in the house. It's not going to be like you're reporting. It'll be me. It'll be like,
they can get
everyone
backlog.
Hey. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Okay. Right. Well, where can people find you? Where can people find you, Corey?
You can find me. You can find me making those witch popsicles, honey.
I knew you were going to love it. I was like, if there's one person who's going to be an investor with me, it's Corey Cool. I know for a goddamn fact. Okay. You can find me in the mall with the hall.
Damn. Love that. Love pink. All right, bye.
I'm just thinking about someone is count your blessings now. I'll be long gone.